This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Italy this evening to participate in the G7 summit in Apulia. The Prime Minister will participate in the outreach session tomorrow. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vinay Quatra said, India has been invited as an outreach country in the summit. At this session, the focus would be on artificial intelligence energy, Africa and the Mediterranean. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister is expected to hold bilateral meetings with the leaders of G7 countries. Mr. Modi will hold bilateral meetings with his Italian counterpart, Giorgia Meloni. This will be the Prime Minister's first overseas travel after assuming office in his third consecutive term. The government today said that there is no leak of question papers involved with the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test undergraduate NEET UG 2024 examination. Speaking to the media after assuming charge of the Education Ministry, Dharmendra Pradhan today said that the matter is in the Supreme Court and the government will reply on it there. He also said a committee of academicians have also been formed over the NEET issue. BJP leader Pema Khandu was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh for the third consecutive term in Itanagar today. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik administered the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Khandu. 11 other MLAs also took oath as ministers. Union Home Minister Amit Shah and BJP President J.P. Nadda were among those who attended the swearing-in ceremony. A massive and devastating landslide has struck the areas around Mangan and various locations in North Sikkim following incessant rainfall since yesterday. This tragic incident has resulted in the loss of lives, the destruction of houses and the displacement of families. Chief Minister Mr. Prem Singh Tamang spoke to the North District Administration, Police Department and relevant departments to ensure a swift and comprehensive response. Mr. Tamang said that efforts have been made to provide every possible support to the victims and affected families, including recovery assistance, temporary settlement, and the provision of basic needs. In Kuwait, 49 people, including 40 Indians, lost their lives after a massive fire broke out in a building housing foreign workers in the southern Mangaf area. Over 50 others are injured in the fire incident. The External Affairs Ministry has said that it is ascertaining the full details from the concerned Kuwaiti authorities. The ministry said in a statement that those injured are presently admitted in 5 government hospitals and receiving proper medical care and attention. Following the incident, Ambassador of India in Kuwait, Adarsh Swaikia, immediately visited the location of the incident and also the hospitals to ascertain the situation. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh also rushed to Kuwait to oversee the relief measures and facilitate expeditious repatriation of the mortal remains. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a review meeting on the fire tragedy in Kuwait at his residence in New Delhi last evening. He also announced ex gratia relief of 2 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased Indian nationals from the Prime Minister's relief fund. Meanwhile, Kuwait's public prosecutor has started an investigation into the fire incident. India has dispatched 19 tons of humanitarian assistance and disaster relief supplies to Papua New Guinea's Enga province, which was ravaged by a devastating landslide. The assistance is part of $1 million aid package to the island nation, announced last month by India, marking a strong commitment to its Forum for Indo-Pacific Islands Cooperation partner. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted severe heat wave conditions to continue over parts of Uttar Pradesh, Gangetic West Bengal, Bihar and Jharkhand to the next 3 to 4 days. IMD also forecast heat wave conditions over some pockets of Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Division and Odisha during the same period. In view of the run-up to the 10th edition of the International Yoga Day on the 21st of this month, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared a video clip of Tarasan, or the palm tree posture, on social media platform X. The clip described the health benefits and steps to perform the standing asan. In cricket, West Indies defeated New Zealand by 13 runs in a group stage match of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup in Trinidad today. With this win, West Indies has secured the Super 8 qualification. Bangladesh will face off against Netherlands in another group stage match at Kingstown in West Indies this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.